want to start?
So it seemed like you guys did much better on floor. Was that kind of an emphasis in practice to finish strong this meet after not finishing as strong last time?
Yeah, I think Tom always tells us that we always try to be overly perfect at a meet, and so we just tried to do what we do in practice, as cliche as that sounds, but I think we really just didn't try to be perfect. Well, Sam was perfect, but we just tried to just be average as we do in practice, and it turned out well.
The two of you got to go all around tonight. How was it?
A lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Really exciting to get out there, and yeah, it was really fun.
How did that floor routine feel? Did it feel, you know, as good as it was received by the judges?
It was probably the best floor routine I've ever done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really exciting to get out there, and it was kind of like icing on the cake, just getting out there last, and I just wanted to do what I was capable of and get out there, and
Were you feeling that in the warm-ups? Were you, the warm-ups feeling really good? Or
yeah, I was feeling really good in the warm-up, and yeah, I guess it just kind of happened.
There were the lineup changes on floor, kind of, you know, switching it up and everything, and you just seemed to build off each other tonight. But, I mean, you knocked the floor out of the park compared to your past meets. What was different?
I think we all just went out there and just trusted our training. You know, that's what we do in the gym every day, and it just took us going out there and knowing we can do it and just trusting in ourselves and not trying to do anything more than we do in practice. So I think that's what everyone did. We just all went in there, trust ourselves, and each person just built off the next.
How does it feel to be back in the beam lineup?
It feels really awesome. It's really exciting to get to be up there again.
How's training been on beam for you? I mean, does it feel like just rolling?
Yeah, it's been good. We have such an amazing beam team. It just, everyone pushes everyone to, you know, get better each and every day and try to reach a potential that you didn't know you could get to. So it's awesome having such a strong team that, you know, day in and day out, they push you to get better.
Was it hard for you guys to compete without Kari after she suffered the season-ending injury?
I think it was hard, but I think that a lot of us did our routines for her, you know. We wanted to go out there and just do what we can do and, you know, do it for her and, you know, just thinking about her and, you know, she wishes she could be out there, so we just wanted to go out there and do our routines for her.
Yeah, Kari kind of gave us a little pep talk before the meet, and she was saying how you never know when it's going to be the last time that you'll be in the Huntsman Center. You never know when you're going to get hurt, so just live it up and live in the moment and just try to enjoy it and have fun because you never know when it's going to be taken away from you. So we all just tried to live in the moment, I think, today and do it for her.
Yeah, I noticed throughout the meet that she was, you know, still a part, you know, and not being, you know, away despite having the injury. What was that like, and what were those conversations like during the meet?
It was great. I mean, she's just so supportive. After my floor routine, she was like, you gave me the chills, and she's just always a teammate. Whether you're injured or not, you're on this team, and you just want the best for everybody, and she's just great. She's a great teammate.
Yeah.
You guys have your first real road test coming up. I don't even, you know, want to think about that when you're just one, but tell me, you know, what the short week is going to be like, and then also just getting ready for UCLA.
I think it'll just be more in the gym, you know, just learning to trust our mental choreography more and just building on what we did this weekend and, you know, practicing so that when we go on the road, nothing changes. You know, we can do our routines no matter where we are, who we're against, what the situation is, you know, just like another routine.
What did you think of the Monday night meet? It's the first home Monday night meet for you guys in like 10 years, I think.
Gosh, I think, I mean, I didn't even feel a difference. It didn't even feel like a Monday to me.
Yeah.
I don't think we thought about it any differently. It was just kind of, we knew we had to get out there and compete, and so we just went out there and did our routines the way we do them in practice, so I don't think there was really a difference for
us. I think it'll be more weird tomorrow when we have to wake up early in the morning for
class. Yeah.
But right now, we're not feeling it. Saturday, in our mind.
Sam, is there more pressure to go first or last?
Oh, gosh. They're just different. Going last is kind of icing on the cake. You kind of just get to go out there and have fun. Being first, it's more of a leadoff position. For me, I try not to put pressure on myself. I kind of just go out there and do what I do in practice, and that's just how I've always looked at it. So for me, it doesn't really make a difference.
Do you guys feel like this team maybe turned a corner a little bit?
Yeah, I think we just trust ourselves more now. We trust our training.
Anything else for the girls? Okay, thanks. We'll bring Sean Harden up. Practice interviews tomorrow and Thursday from 1:30.